Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Matt Storrs, and welcome to Mattsplaining. On today's episode, I have an expert on who I'm very excited to speak with about their area of expertise. Expert, please introduce yourself and tell us what you're an expert in.
Hello, Matthew. It's great to be here. My name is David, and I'm going to be talking today about David, me. It's just so super to be here, and I'm really excited to hear what you think about me, the real for sure, David Lynch.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mr. Lynch, for being here today.
You got it, buddy.
I am a big fan of your work, and I think that one of the most important things that people, they may not be exposed to you, what you're a big proponent of the diner aesthetic and the diner creativity movement of the late 80s and into the ongoing today, really, honestly. But this whole network of people that are keeping the local diner in business by having dozens and dozens of coffee throughout the day, maybe a milkshake if they're really excited. And people say, oh, that is just for the crust punks at the Five and Dine, the Five and Diner at 2 a.m. because it's a 24-hour establishment. But no, those people grow up and those people start doing poetry slams. And so they need a place to write that's outside of their house or outside of the libraries as these libraries are getting shut down more and more.
And I think such a sadness
it truly
to see those
is,
go.
Truly, as one of the main areas that I personally donate to is a library out west. And I think that your predisposition towards the diner aesthetic and the diner artisanal framework has led to a lot of your success as a director, as an amateur meteorologist. And I think that, you know, one of the most important things is how much you wanted to do Return of the Jedi when they offered you the opportunity to do that movie. And in popular media and in the conversations that you've had about it, you just said you weren't interested. But some of the ways in which you were going to approach the franchise actually have leaked out, and that has served as the basis for some of the current Star Wars dynamics and shows and storylines that they're using in the current Disney Plus opportunities. For instance, you know, some of the connections to Rogue One. You wanted to talk about Mr. Andor in Return of the
Jedi.
That's
true. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's this and or something else. And then I think they took that and ran with it.
Exactly. And I think that you really, if it wasn't for you and those notes leaking, I don't think that the current series would be as fun or as interesting as it currently is. I think that it's also important to note that you have a very strong influence on the current hairstyles that the young people are doing. A lot of the hairstyles that you were a proponent of in Twin Peaks, as well as the Dune film that you put on.
I'm gonna stop you there, Matt. I really don't want to think about Dune. I'm sorry.
Well, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. I'm talking predominantly about the hairstyling that you provided in that film. I think that there has been some unnecessarily harsh feedback, but one of the things that I think anybody can agree on when it comes to that film that you put on is how amazing the hairstyling is, because that's a consistent thing in all of your films, all of your TV shows, everything. So for instance, in Eraserhead, which a lot of people are big proponents of, the hairstyle there has become the primary go-to curly pompadour kind of hairstyle that is very popular with the youth in Brooklyn. It's very popular in anime as well, as, you know, kind of this stylized look that people are really trying to emulate as best as possible. And I think that that's one of the primary things that is so beautiful about you, is that your creative and artistic visionary, but you also are putting forth the ability for other people to express their art and express their creativity through touching on the aesthetics that you have played into in your films and just in your everyday life. You know, you've done a lot to allow for amateur meteorologists to get a lot more prevalence these days. Now, Mr. Lynch, based on what you've heard so far, about how much of that would you say was accurate?
I gotta be honest with you, bud. I don't know much about Brooklyn and the hairstyle. I'm glad they like it. I think it's good. I think about hair a lot and how it's one of the few things we can control on our body that isn't painful. You know,
yeah.
If you cut yourself or you try and work out too much, it's going to be, it's just so just uncomfortable.
Right.
And whereas a haircut, it can make you feel good and like sort of a new person, right?
Absolutely.
I like that you brought that up. That wasn't something I was aware of. I must say, the Return of the Jedi thing, I'm glad they glommed onto some of the ideas. You know, you put out these ideas and you hope they catch. But that experience talking to George, I've never had such a migraine in my life. I felt like I had vertigo. I didn't understand anything. And maybe, you know, maybe I should have taken the job because I took Dune right after, and that was just a miserable experience. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that Denny's got his own thing going. I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. And I would wish that people would stop asking me to see it. But I'm happy for him. As far as the diners go, you know, I love a diner. Have you been to Bob's Big Boy in Los Angeles?
I have many years ago, but I really, really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, it's just a super place. It's incredible that it's still there. If you go at around 3 p.m., that's when they change out the shake machine, and you're going to get all the sweetest sort of tangy chocolate in your milkshake. And that's when I would recommend going. So as far as like, I don't know about these crust punks.
Okay.
I haven't heard that before, but you know, I
so
just,
if I may, if you want to think of a crust punk, your film, I believe it's the one, it's Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
When the two people are in the diner and then they go outside and they see the figure by the trash can and one has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that figure that they meet, you can think of that as a crust punk, but like taken to a stronger level. But that effectively is a good place to, you know, start your understanding of what a crust punk is, sir.
All right. So a crust punk is a demon that came from my dream and that scares people to death.
Yes, in some circles, not to that intensity, but they have been known to scare people sometimes, maybe not to death, but into a little bit of a fright.
Okay. So they're scary, crusty people. I can get behind that. I think, you know, if it's who you are and, you know, what you'd like to do and it's not hurting anyone and it's bringing some sort of joy into this life that we all share, I think that's fine. I think that's a good thing to do. And I'm happy for these crust punks. I'm not sure about them. I haven't met one to my knowledge, but good for you is what I have to say. Good for you.
That's excellent. So what are some of the recent films or recent television shows that you've been checking out, sir?
As far as, I mean, this might surprise you, but I've been really enjoying Bluey.
Bluey, interesting.
It's this cartoon about a dog. And I always loved dogs. I've had a couple of dogs over the years. And this dog, it's about a family of dogs. And they're Australian, which is kind of, you know, that's kind of cool. And they learn a lot of lessons. And sometimes I get accused of people not being able to understand the ideas that I have in my pictures. Mm-hmm. And I understand that because they're often abstractions, you see. This is a nice counterpoint where everything's kind of cut and dry, even though it's subtle. And I've been really enjoying that and watching that while I paint and smoke a half a pack of American Spirits. And that's been what I've been into lately.
Absolutely. That seems like that would be really conducive to some new and exciting art as you, you know, kind of learn the lessons and how that might influence you.
Oh, yeah, for sure, buddy.
Excellent. Are there any aspects of your life that you wish people knew more about that you haven't really shared so much?
Well, if you really want to know about me, I put together an autobiography with a friend of mine, and it's pretty good. I would say the thing that out of my personal life, I think the thing that everyone should try is transcendental meditation. Mm-hmm. It's changed my life. It saved my life. All of this joy that the universe has to offer, it offers it to you too. All you have to do is accept it.
I see. How do you propose that people take these transatlantic voyages and have dental work well on the voyages? My understanding is that when people are having dental work in disputed waters, and there can be some confusion as to what laws might apply, whether or not their insurance is going. Is this something that people could do in their homes, or do they need to be getting dental work on the Atlantic?
I'll say this, Matthew. It's really hard to both yes and correct you as a part of the joint endeavor we're doing now. I gotta tell you, bud, it's a hard thing to do, and I'm also sitting on a timer of sounding like this, but I'll say this to that. You can transcend wherever. If you're doing, you can even do a meditation while you're getting a root canal. If it's not distracting, if the noise isn't too much, you can do it in a car. And I would say this, I have a great foundation called the David Lynch Foundation, where you can learn to meditate for free. As far as getting dental, I mean, that's really between you and your union, whether or not they're going to cover it.
Right.
And that's hard enough these days. I don't go to the dentist a lot these days, because at this point, I'm going to be honest with you, Buster, I'm pretty checked out physically. I'm just, you know, I smoke a pack a day or whatever, and I'm not worried. I'm trying to keep fit. I try to eat right, but I'm not going to the gym. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to straighten my teeth now. I'm on the way out into the big change that everyone has to take. And I think that's fine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, that's a really profound understanding that you seem to have, and I really respect it. Are there any projects you have coming up that you're particularly excited about that maybe you haven't shared with others before?
Well, I mean, I hope to. I'm in talks now. I don't know if you know this, but I was a voice on the Cleveland show.
Interesting. I did not know that.
A couple of years, and I hope they bring that back, even though it didn't do so good, which I couldn't really understand. But it's one of those things where, you know, you have to live in a little hope. So I'm trying to get into more voice acting, and it's because it's an easy way to keep your SAG insurance from the comfort of your own home. And if there's one thing people should know about me, it's that I don't like to leave the home. I have 3 houses I've bought next to each other, and I like it, and I like the system I have, and I don't necessarily want to go to someone else's place or to a studio. And so consequently, I've been enjoying that, and I want to try and get back into voice acting. Maybe I'll be on Bluey. Who can say? Let me try an Australian accent right now. Ah, how you going, mate? I think that was okay, but I could work with someone.
Absolutely. And I think that they probably have a very talented team that could help you with that accent. And depending upon what they're looking for in the character, maybe you won't need to have that accent. Maybe you could do another accent that would fit better with whatever that character might be.
That's a fair point. Yes.
And I've heard this before, but with your houses, is it true that you have a series of underground tunnels that connect each house together?
Here's the thing about that, Matthew. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want it to be confirmed or denied.
Absolutely. That makes total sense. Well, Mr. Lynch, I really appreciate you joining me today. And I feel like I've learned a lot, and I hope my listeners have as well. If people wanted to learn more about you or more about maybe a comedian and actor that is really, really talented that you respect, where would you recommend that they go?
I gotta tell you, I've been really digging this little fella. Their name is Tristan Miller.
Oh, yes.
I think you know them a little bit, but they've been really making me laugh. They have a really funny reel. I don't know if you know about reels on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Of Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man saying pizza time, and then I'm saying coffee time, and we do that a couple of times, and then it's duck season fire from Looney Tunes, which is just, that's some fun stuff. But you can go to their Instagram of Tristan J. Miller, and then TristanJMiller.com is kind of a hub that I've been hanging out in. Oh, wait. They seem to be entering the room, actually. They're the one that put me in touch with you. So maybe they want to talk for a second.
That would be wonderful. I'd love to talk to Tristan.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, David. You got it, buddy. So yeah, you can go there. I also have a YouTube channel, Tristan J. Miller. It's all there. But I wanted to say, if you're really looking to get into David Lynch's stuff, right? My entry point wasn't even his movies. My entry point was his YouTube channel.
Oh,
where
wow.
during the pandemic, he would give an update on the weather and remind you what day it was and do a little like good morning, you know, like pep step. And that's still valuable even now, even though we're out of lockdown and so forth. I would highly recommend you check that out. Also, his masterclass through masterclass is really, really interesting. And I do sincerely believe if you have any sort of post-traumatic stress or any sort of mental health concern, you should email the David Lynch Foundation. There's locations in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and learn how to do transcendental meditation. It changed my life as well. I got to get better at doing it consistently, but it is what it is. But it's a big help. As far as things that you can also find me doing, I have a podcast called Focus Testing, where I improvise films with friends. Matt's been on an episode, very fun episode.
Very fun.
Hopefully we'll be on again. We'll find a time.
Yeah.
And also one called Amateur Detective Club, where I review murder mysteries. And there's another one coming. I'm maybe doing too many podcasts again, but that will be announced so pretty soon here. So watch for that. And the other thing I would say is this. If you are in the New York area, I'm going to be recording my first comedy special, Manic Impressive, at Caveat on May 4th, 4 p.m. And Matt's going to be opening for me. So if you like Matt and are kind of like, well, this David Lynch bit wasn't exactly great, but I want to go support Matt, I would definitely still show up. It would mean a lot. And then after that, I'm going to go see Phantom Menace in theaters again because it's back, baby.
That's
I'm going to
beautiful.
Go to Kips Bay AMC right after.
Beautiful. Tristan, I really appreciate you setting everything up with David and both of you joining me today. I feel so blessed to be able to talk to two of my favorite people.
Thank you. Yeah, this was wonderful. Yeah, just super, bud. I got to say, keep up the good work. You have a good heart and people like to hear you when you sing happy birthday. They single your voice out. And they go, Matt's good at this. I wish I was as good at Matt, and maybe I can be.
That's really kind. I really do appreciate it.
You got it.
Wonderful. My name is Matt Storrs, and this has been Matt's Blaming. Before we go today, I want to thank Ryan Lawson, my dear friend, for making the theme music for Matt's Blaming. And if anyone needs music production or mixing services for any of their projects, Ryan can be reached at beatblenderstudios@gmail.com or at Beat Blender Studios on Instagram and TikTok.